We're now joined by the head coach over at Gallatin High School in Chad Sullinger. The Bulldogs beat Pattonsburg, high-scoring game last Tuesday, 86-77. Gallatin tournament is this week. I'm going to have to go dive over here and grab myself a schedule, although I know tonight it's Gallatin-Trenton. Girls going to play first, boys going to play second. I believe that'll have the boys game about 8:15 to 8:30-ish. You can hear the game on Z101.7. As we're joined here by Coach Sullinger. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, Tom.
It feels like I was just over there at Gallatin calling that football game a couple of Saturdays ago. Obviously, that didn't go the way the Bulldogs wanted to go on the football field. When you kind of get that quick turnaround and basketball season is here, how difficult is it to kind of get the kids into basketball shape?
Well, it's pretty difficult in not only basketball shape, but mentality as well. We had one practice there last Monday before we played our game against Pattonsburg on Tuesday, and we were able to get in the gym and get some work done. But definitely could see a lot of rust as we played the game on Tuesday night. I was pleased offensively, but defensively we had a lot to work on. And I don't know if it was just the difference in changing running angles or what it was in the game, but we just could not keep anybody in front of us, and Pattonsburg did a great job of making shots.
Yeah, 86-77. For those that like offense, that was an entertaining ball game at the very least, because I know that you guys have a very talented team this year. It tells me that Pattonsburg are going to be able to play a little bit out in the Western Division. That's a pretty good team.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if they always shoot it as well as they did the other night, but my Lord, they made us pay. Anytime we helped off in the post, or anytime we went for and gambled for a steal and we did not convert on that steal, they knocked a three in on us. I haven't got to look exactly at what their percentage was from the line, but they were shooting it in. They had five kids in double figures that night, and they, like I said, offensively they did a heck of a job, and we didn't help ourselves out either. We were not very disciplined in our assignments. We were helping in the post when we didn't need to help in the post. We had a lot of issues with what was going on defensively. It looked like we hadn't played in a while, but anyway, that's the case. So we're trying to get a few more practices in here before we can play a up-and-coming Trenton team tonight.
Yeah, you mentioned up-and-coming. I know it hasn't really shown on the floor yet, but certainly if you look at Trenton, they have some kids who have a year of experience, took some lumps last year. Everybody's back this year. They didn't lose very much. So that is a team that is trending in the right direction.
Yeah, I've seen film of them too, the East Buck game the other night, and I saw them do some really good things both ends of the floor. And so it's going to be one of those games where we're going to have to be ready to roll, and this tournament is a big tournament for us, being the hosts and having some success lately. So definitely we want to come out and definitely be gauging our defensive level of intensity and our mental fortitude in converting, what we're wanting to do on the defensive end.
Where do you feel like, because I'm familiar with the Birds, the Fidens, the guys you have returning off of last year, and you bring back a lot from last year. Where are you looking to take that extra step and just improve to make those couple extra steps as you it's a long way off, but you want to make a run by the time you get to February and March. What are the things that you feel like Gallatin can do to make those extra steps this year?
Well, I think, one thing we do preach is obviously we seem to have enough offensively that, we can survive against really solid defensive teams that we play. The defensive end is the end that we want to, where we probably gained the most momentum last year, moving into our district run or our sectional run. We really, really, really focused on that, and that is an area that we've got to revisit. Also, sometimes we get a little impatient offensively. We do like to get up the ball up and down the floor in transition and play a quick style of pace, but we also have got to get where we can play a slower pace on offense and get quality shots, because you're not always going to get those free run outs. You're not always going to get the transition easy baskets or the two passes, easy baskets against really good defensive teams that you're going to see, down the road. So, those are probably the two biggest areas that we're looking at getting better in.
there, as far as getting into shape in football, there's so much. The whistle blows, you go as hard as you can for about 5-10 seconds, and then you get about 30 seconds of a little bit of a breather. You don't get that in basketball. Is that kind of the biggest difference, is that you're just always running, you're always moving in basketball, and that's the sort of shape that you need to get the kids into?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely could tell a difference when the football guys got in, and we're working to get there, and we will get there, but it's just a different style. And, you know, like you said, it is just totally different, and you can't mimic that, you know, getting ready for a season. And so it just takes time and reps and time in here and getting up and down the floor, and we'll get there.
Appreciate the time, Coach. We'll see you tonight at the gym. Good luck against the Trenton Bulldogs.
Thank you, Tom.